Hey, Soul Warriors, have you ever felt like you're about to make a breakthrough only to then hit that invisible wall? Or you've had the big breakthrough and you literally can't believe how dreamy your life is only to have it all start falling apart? Well, you are not alone. What if we told you that the villain is not the universe betraying you? You're the culprit running around, unconsciously setting fires to bring yourself back down to a more safe level of success and happiness. But now that you know it, you can transcend it. So let's get into these quantum leap challenges and propel ourselves into the limitless possibilities. Because here at Soul Intentions, we believe in gifting ourselves freedom from the struggle to shine brighter than we ever have before. Are you ready for your next wave of expansion? I've hit this problem so many times. It feels like the universe is, I'm going through like a big initiation, or the universe is hazing me. Like, I really want to get into this sorority, and I have to go through all these trials and tribulations and just to break me down, to break me open. It's just like, oh, why?
I like the universe is hazing me.
It's just how it feels. Anybody else, you know, please, yes, in the comments if you can, right? Feel me right now, because like this is a big one. So this can feel like frustration. It can feel like I'm almost there. Why? Like, you get into the whole why of it. Why is it not happening? I'm doing all the things. Or you start getting depressed, like maybe I'm doing it wrong, or maybe I should just quit. It's not happening. Like, all those like kind of Eeyore moments are playing in your head.
Yeah, I certainly had that recently. Actually, a couple of days ago, I woke up like at 3:30 in the morning or something like that. And I couldn't fall back to sleep. And all of a sudden, all the thoughts of worry came into play. Mm. Oh my goodness, finances, my parents, my imposed responsibilities.
Self-imposed responsibilities.
Exactly. So it was just like, it was nonstop. I literally got up, I tried to do some meditation, that wasn't working. I mean, I had so many different things. I mean, I had to let it flow. I think that when I gave myself permission to let it flow through me, it started to ease up as the day progressed. And I really got to sit with how or why I was feeling that way, and really get to the core issue of why I was so damn worried. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And as we started to chip away at all of that, actually, by the end of it, I mean, it took several hours, because like, you know, the emotion was super up. The stress was super up. That wall was like, literally we're hitting it over and over again, trying to break it down to get through to the other side. And then, yeah, surrendering, backing up, trying to do all the things. But that information that came through to you that brought all those topics was because something needed to happen, some action needed to happen. And by the end of the day, we found something that we didn't even know was there, and it kind of resolved most of the problems.
Yeah.
We had a clear plan of action. It opened that stress valve. So if you can reframe, if you've hit the wall before the breakthrough, or the breakthrough is already come and it's all starting to fall apart, if you can start to reframe that these are cues to help us expand, or cues like, hey, there's something here that you're missing that you're not seeing. I know, like, I think it was 2 weeks ago. I don't know if anybody noticed on last week's video, but 2 weeks ago, I had hit a wall with something that I was trying to bring out for Soul Intentions, and woke up the next morning and my eyes totally swollen shut. And then this one starting to swell shut. So in my last video, we waited till the last second to record that, so my eye was
part open.
Part open. Fortunately, on this side, so you didn't see it as much. But so literally, you start to get these triggers and these cues that your body's like, you know, yo, we're missing something. We need to do something. We need to expand something. We need to settle into something. Obviously, mine, I wasn't seeing something. And so as I sat, because I couldn't do any computer work, I couldn't do reading, writing, like any of that. So I just had to sit most of the time, and then really got to see with my inner eye, right, instead of how I was trying to look at everything so quite literally.
And for me, it was very emotional, because I tend to hold in, you know, I like to be in control of my emotions, not my emotions in control of me. And I think that particular thing for me was more about feeling it, really getting into the nitty gritty of the emotions. And, you know, I even did the ugly cry thing. You know, I just got right into it. And once I did that, it really, really started to alleviate and really get to the core of, or at least lighten the path of where we needed to go.
Exactly.
You know, because it really did. Once I got there, the answers were there. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really cool to experience. Now, at the moment, I was just like, oh, man, not this shit again.
Yep.
You know, because I consistently work, you know, on my stuff so that I can be 100% present for these podcasts and for coaching and for all those things. So it's just like when something comes up, and it will, because we're human and
us.
There are always layers, you know, it hits you in such a way and you're like, okay, you know, have that moment of like, whatever, here it starts again. But then get curious and get into the nitty gritty of it so that you can get past it, because there is one way to really get through to the end is by walking through it, mm-hmm. experiencing it completely, not just kind of like brushing it away and thinking it's going to change or shift.
So if these things keep coming up, this means that somewhere either your thinking is off, or your action is off, or your energy is off, or your body is off. Something is off. It's purely informational. It's not there to punish you. It's not there to, you know, just to mess with you. It is truly there to help you. So if you can think of all information is valuable to me, it's just within me to look at the value or to just be open for the value to present itself. We see a lot of this, you know, stuffing down of emotion, mm-hmm. and trying to just, you know, keep fighting the good fight. Like, I have to just get these things done. I have to do these emails and this and that, and not looking at the emotion or not looking at where our energy is or how our body is feeling. So once we can address, you know, what the real issue is, then we can start doing something about it. Because yeah. otherwise, like we said in the intro, these subconscious patterns are just playing out and you're just making all these fires for yourself. By ignoring the emotion, by ignoring the irritability or the worry, if you ignore it and you don't deal with it head on, yeah, it's going to fester and it's going to create illnesses, sicknesses, unexpected bills, relationship communication issues, job issues, like all these sorts of things will come up as it tries to make some like a bigger and bigger fire. Because you didn't see the flicker of the information that something was a little off that you needed to adjust. So now they're building like, you know, lighting a candle and building a freaking bonfire. And eventually the entire house will be lit on fire so that you can be like, oh, okay.
There's that dumpster fire, man.
There's the dumpster fire we talk about all the time. Yeah.
So I got really curious about, you know, our subconscious limitations that starts to subconsciously trigger where we feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, we might think we're feeling comfortable in these really high places, and all of a sudden, you know, I don't know, some drama starts to happen in your life, or you know, you get into an argument, or you know start nitpicking at your partner, or just to get yourself back to that comfortable place where you're really truly comfortable. Because when things are good, you're just like waiting for that fucking shoe to drop. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know it.
Right.
You know, your subconscious is just like working back there, doing its thing. So that when you're up here, it's like, yeah, life is good. Everything's, you know, I'm making all the money. I'm doing all the things. And the kids are good. And, you know, my relationship is awesome and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, somebody throws a monkey wrench. So that you can really get into what really makes you comfortable. I was super curious about that.
Right. So it's not about like having to fix anything. It's about to just recognize that, hey, I have only regulated my nervous system to this level. My knowledge of what a good relationship looks like is only this level. We have somebody that we actually coached that was in a job for a long time. And every time like a supervisor or a manager position came up, they threw their hat in the ring. And then they were really pissy and were going around to all the, you know, the coworkers about, you know, that they didn't get the job. you know, they didn't even talk to me. Or the second time they did talk to me, but then they picked, you know, Susie Q over here. And it was like all this stuff. And when we really jumped into it, I'm like, okay, well, what leadership experience do you have? Well, I've been at this job for 12 years. Okay, as a worker bee, what leadership experience do you have? Have you gone to any like leadership trainings? Have you, you know, read any leadership books? Have you asked if you could head up a project in your department? No. Okay, does Susie have? Well, yeah, Susie, you know, she's been a manager for 10 years, but, you know, she's only been at the company for a year and I've been there for 12. You know, so there was this whole thing. And then we started talking more and she started getting into, you know, well, Susie is, you know, just probably be a typical manager and all this crap about people don't like managers. Managers are selfish. Managers don't do any work. Manage, like all these limiting beliefs. That was her upper limit. So somewhere in there energetically, she wasn't ready to be a manager because she thought all these horrible things about them. So subconsciously, she didn't really want to be a manager. That's why she didn't do the work to increase her level of, yeah, you know, what her capabilities yeah. were. That's why she went around to all the other employees, because anybody who's been a manager knows when the employees start doing this, like work's not getting done and all hell's breaking loose. Yep. So that's just an example. So we're setting ourselves up by going towards the manifestation part and blindly doing the work. Like, yeah, it's awesome to do the meditations and look at stuff and everything, but how are you expanding your energy? How much are you looking at that? How are you supporting your body? Can your body handle that up level of, you know, whatever the next version of you is?
Yeah.
Can your nervous system handle like double the clients or double the workload, or a relationship that requires you to show up authentically as your full self, where you've been showing up really broken and then hitting other broken people in relationships?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all this shift in this thing. We call these moments like your quantum leaps or your quantum jumps, when you're really jumping forward in your next level of evolution. And then you get there and you're like, oh, all these new pressures, I'm not comfortable. And you're not calibrated to whatever this new level is. So you start like, you're spinning out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you drop yourself back down to safety. They teach this in Kundalini Yoga. I actually wrote this. A teacher had written this about Kundalini Yoga. In the training, they explain that it's easier to manifest than to hold on to something. Because so much focus is put on the manifesting part and not enough focus is put on developing the nervous system capacity to truly sustain what you bring in. So yeah, you might be showing up. You might be doing all the work. But if you haven't looked at the expansion of your being, your nervous system, your body, and your energy systems, you're not going to be able to hold on to it.
Right. It's so interesting how pronounced regulating your nervous system has become.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a huge miss for all of us, I think, for a very long time. And it's now just starting to surface, or it's been there and we're actually now looking at it.
Yeah.
That it's so important to really balance your nervous system, because that was another thing that I did. You had me do she had me do a little meditation that triggered the nervous system and balanced it and all that stuff while I was going through my breakdown, and it helped. It really helped center me again. And I really didn't realize just how much that can affect things in my life, which was really interesting to kind of experience. So, yeah, really triggering the nervous system and staying balanced is key during this process, especially when we're up-leveling and really going towards the true things that we're looking for. And like you said earlier, you know, are our energy bodies ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, asking ourselves those questions is like so important, because if we do end up in that high place, getting all the things that we wanted, that awesome job, all the things that we're looking for, and all of a sudden you find yourself with that what the fuck feeling,
yeah,
you know, that's, you've hit that, you've hit that limit, that whatever that limit is for you, and really getting curious about that and honoring the possibilities of it also, instead of, you know, getting yourself all worked up and starting a dumpster fire just to smack yourself right back to where you're comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's expand ourselves even more, you know, than just creating that to put us back to where we're comfortable.
I want to give you a quick message before we get back to this episode. Unlock the secrets of your soul for free with Soul Notes. Say goodbye to feeling stuck and hello to the validation of your alignment. These weekly prompts are filled with reminders, gentle nudges, and sometimes a kick in the ass, all with love from your soul. Don't just take our word for it. Try Soul Notes for yourself and see the difference it can make in your life. Trust us, your soul and you will thank you. Just go to soulnote.org. That's SOULNOTE.org. Now back to our podcast. So what are some things you can do? Let's just like get into that. Mm-hmm. So when you notice any of these behaviors, you're going to shift your focus onto what the real problem is. Because the real problem isn't the worry. It is not the complaining or any of the things. The real problem is expanding your capacity for love, for abundance, for your own wisdom to come through, for your success. You're building these platforms, expanding these bigger platforms. Think of your life like you have a concert of one of yourself right now, and you're feeling kind of lonely and you're going through your spiritual awakening. And then, you know, you get to your next level and you meet some other spiritual folks and you have some new friends, and now you have a platform of three. And then you want to build on that because this feels really good. And then you try to go into the next thing, but now you're bringing 20 people onto your platform of three. Not going to go very well. So you're going to have your dark night of the soul cycle back around, hit the wall a couple times. So how can we like, all right, I'm continuously building this bigger stage for myself so I can hold more of what I'm calling in and more of what I say I want. Expanding your energy. Meditation is great with it. Breath work is awesome. Depending on what type you use of both of those things, it also helps regulate your nervous system. So it's a double win on there. We have something called soul shifters that we create that help you shift and expand that energy. So we will link a soul shifter above. That is a great starting point. It's like a quick, I think it's 4 or 5 minutes. And, you know, do this several times a day and really like take it in. And it will automatically start expanding, giving you that new set point you're looking for.
I mean, we all have a huge spiritual team with us. You know, our spirit guides or whatever it is that you believe in, they're there for you every single day. They don't leave us for any reason. You know, at times it might feel like they have, like they're just saying, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
They're not listening, but they don't. They're always with us. So please keep that in mind in when you're going through this process. You're not alone. Also, you can reach out to us. That's what we're here for. We can just listen, have you process and all that, you know, share it in the group so that we can all just talk about it and support each other and things like that. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. That is key. Mm-hmm. And then nervous system regulation. So this can look like walking. This can look like snapping because you're doing it on both sides, not just one snap. You want to activate both sides of your brain to bring things back into balance. If you love meditation, bilateral meditation music is awesome because, again, that fires both sides of your brain and sets you back into a good state. Walking, EFT tapping is amazing. Shout out to Tapping with Brad. He's awesome if you don't know him. Breathwork Beats is amazing for just basic breath work. Let me see, what else are we missing here? Cultivating self-compassion. Be your own best friend. Be your own supporter. Be your own spiritual guru. You've got this. You have all the information you need. So step into that role for yourself. Be the leader with yourself for yourself. You know what to do. And when you feel shaky, this is when you rely on your team, just like you just said.
Absolutely.
And this is your time. You have all the tools. Just start one by one, having fun with them, being grateful, and caring for yourself.
All right. That's it. Be kind.
Peace.